Amy Ray here in Studio B on WNCW Subway. Great tune.
Thank you.
That's I'm afraid to say that that's the first time I've really super listened to all of the lyrics of the song.
That's okay.
And it took on a whole new thing for me. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
On the new record, If It All Goes South. You still live in Georgia, don't you?
I do. I live up in North Georgia.
North Georgia.
Up in Dahlonega. Up in the foothills of those mountains that come up here.
I often mispronounce the name of that town, and I was like, I don't know how to pronounce that. You know,
Dahlonega?
Yeah.
Dahlonega?
But you're from Decatur, and you and Emily met in grade school?
Yeah.
We were 10
years old, yep.
And kind of started, did you put Indigo Girls together in high school or college?
High school, when we were about 15. And we just called it, you know, Sailors and Ray.
Yeah.
Forever, and I think the first time we called it Indigos might have been, it was like opening for maybe Lloyd Cole and the Commotions or Aztec Camera or somebody at the Moonshadow in Atlanta, but in college, like right when we were in college. But yeah, we've been doing it for a long time now.
Yeah. Well, I think first opportunity I had to see y'all live, if I'm remembering correctly, and keep in mind I was young, I was a wild radio guy and adult beverages and all that stuff. But if I recall correctly, you all played at Pride in the Park in Roanoke in the early 90s, and that was a really big deal for us. But like I told you off the air before we started, I didn't get to meet y'all then. This is my first time meeting you.
That's amazing.
It's cool.
We'll bring Emily by sometime.
Yeah, please do. We always get excited here. And I get starstruck. I'm afraid even at my age, I still get starstruck by.
That happens to me too.
Really?
Yes, when I meet certain people. And yeah. I met Cher one time, and I was like a couple years ago at a march on Washington, and I waved at her and I said, "Hey, my name's Amy," and blah, 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 blah. And she was just like, "Hi," and just kept walking. And I was like, man, I don't know what I could have said that would have been better.
Right.
Because I was like, "You're Cher." She's like, "Yes, I am." I'm like, okay.
Parts of me, anyway.
Oh, no,
sorry about that.
Wow. Cher. We love you, Cher.
We do. And I believe in life after love. So, on this record, I was reading that the writing and stuff about on this record started back during the pandemic in 2020 when everything kind of shut down. Is that
basically what happened? As with everyone else.
Right.
Many things started during that time. That song, too, that we just played, I wrote that during the... I was actually the only city I was kind of homesick for because I'm really a hermit and I love the woods, basically all the woods. I love the woods all the time. It was New York City, actually. And I was thinking about that and thinking about Rita and, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I started writing, and we released a few singles during that time.
Right.
We did them, like, over the emails. And just those songs we kind of redid for this record, too. And this record went to tape. 7 of the songs went live straight to tape. And as you were saying, Allison Brown was in the band back then when we were in the studio in January or whenever it was.
Yeah.
But she's not here. But yeah, but
darn you, Allison. We wanted to see you.
There are 3 songs that we had done digitally, but we redid them with one. I'm With Her did one with us, and Allison Russell sang on a song, and then Muscadine we kept the same. But anyway, we put those to tape too, and mixed it to tape down at Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi's studio down in Florida.
So okay.
We worked in Nashville recording. We'd mixed in Florida, but you know, a lot of times we work here. We're at Echo Mountain a lot. But
good choice.
But I said, how's it going up there? And she goes, you know, I think you were the last person to use our tape machines 4 years ago. All right.
Well, I know it's not unusual these days. It's kind of been a renaissance to that. But,
yeah,
you know, when
yeah.
I read that you recorded to tape, I was intending to ask you why that choice. Is there a specific reason?
You know, we always do this band's made 3 country records most of us, and we always go to tape. It's just it's a certain thing, you know. There's certain kinds of music that I think are maybe even better going digital, but this kind I think is good for tape.
And I guess it all eventually goes digital, but you laid down the original sounds analog, and that does mean something.
Yeah, if you get the vinyl, that's no digital in the process because we mixed and we mastered tape.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm old timey about that.
Me too. Yeah. It's coming. It's coming in the winter. They got to get those pressing machines working.
what can we do to fire them up faster? Nothing.
Invent something that is like the 60s ones that are so great.
Right. Amy Ray with me in Studio B. If It All Goes South, this is a new record. And tonight, the CD release show at the Salvage Station in Asheville. And they're going, Joe, you're repeating yourself. Well, I want everybody to make sure they know what's going on tonight. So
we love it. Yeah.
All right, what's our next song?
We're going to do a mighty thing. We're going to try. I feel like, what is this song? My brain. Okay. Someone's counting us in, and we're going to do it. All right.